This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8 o'clock hour here on your official home of the Texas Rangers and Cowboys. It's Sean and Bobby. Thanks for being a total. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. You can go check out the G-Bag Nation today at Jake's in Fort Worth. After Rangers Royals in the afternoon, and then you are going to get Fan Phenom hosted by Zach Wolchuk, co-hosted by Zach Wolchuk, because you're going to be on the other microphone about to join our squad up here with DFW Sports Station. Wide receiver market is being talked about, Bob. Let's go around the rest of the NFL real quick. And some deals were made yesterday. Philadelphia started this off with a deal with Houston, A.J. Brown. The Eagles, we haven't talked about this at all. The Eagles are dealing with a number of injuries as well. A.J. Brown has not been practicing. N'Kobe Dean seems to be banged up again, which that's all he's been coming out of college since Filthy drafted him. San Francisco is banged up at wide receiver, looking to make some moves. And the wide receiver market is thirsty right now.
Yeah, it is. It's starting to bubble up a little bit. You've got a report from Diana Russin. Yesterday, we initially heard that Minnesota was in the market for a wide receiver. You've got the Jordan Addison suspension. They've had some injuries along the way. So Minnesota's looking for a receiver. Well, Diana Russini circled back around and mentioned a couple other teams that are going to be looking for wide receivers, including the San Francisco 49ers and the New York Jets. So, all right, what does the wide receiver market have to do with anything? Well, we have been sitting here trying to figure out how do we get Trayshon Holden or Ryan Flannoy or a Jalen Brooks on the roster when the receiver core is pretty set ahead of you. And the name that keeps coming up, the one that seems to make the most sense for just about everybody, would be Jalen Tolbert. And him now entering his fourth year and being a little bit of a disappointment, could you potentially flip him to a team and get something in return? So as we look at those three teams and what options they have, I'm going to go through potential trade options where you just tell me you would rather have Jalen Tolbert or you would rather have this deal that would potentially be on the table. So from the Minnesota Vikings, you can trade Jalen Tolbert, and in return, you can get Sam Howell, quarterback. Are you in or are you out, Sean?
You know, I think I... Oh, gosh. I can hear RJ. What if Sam Howell doesn't play? It's a backup quarterback. Doesn't matter. It's wasted money. I'd rather have Sam Howell than Will Grier. Let me start there. I'd rather have Sam Howell be my backup quarterback than Will Grier or Joe Milton. Am I okay with the Tolbert substitute here at wideout? Enough to give him away for someone who may not step on the field and obviously is not a great quarterback. But you feel like I'd be okay with doing it because everyone thinks Dak is going to miss some games. Sam Howell can run around, win a game for you.
Yeah, and that's the, I think if you're just talking about like, hey, get me by guy,
yeah,
with his little Sam, like he's got the little Baker Mayfield build to him. He's like a shorter guy, kind of stocky or whatever else. I wouldn't want him playing consistently, obviously. If you're going to lose Dak for the whole season or something like that, yeah, we're going to talk about saying, let's go ahead and move on from this.
But I think I'd be okay with that. You?
I'm in favor of it. I'm all good with it. All right, the New York Jets, they have 4 sixth-round picks next year. So you say Jalen Tolbert gets you a sixth-round pick in return. Are you in or are you out?
for a six?
Mm-hmm.
And then my wide receiver room without Tolbert's going to look like what?
It would be CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, Kevontae Turpin, and then in all likelihood when he's healthy, Jonathan Mingo, and then you would have Trayshon Holden, Jalen Brooks, or one of those guys.
Oh, man. I think I'm saying no to that. I think I'm too shaky with the wide receiver room, even though Holden apparently bought out again in practice yesterday. We'll talk to Tommy Yarsh about that at 9:20. If Turpin can't get it done, now Choppy's scaring me with Turpin as the three. If Turpin's too small and Holden's too inexperienced or hurt, no, I'm not doing that. You?
I think I am, because I look at it and I go, I want...
For a six?
I want some...
A six is nothing.
I know, but I want some space freed up a little bit.
For who?
Like I just
for
I want
Trayshon?
Yeah, I want to be able to have one of the younger, cheaper players in there.
Jalen's young and cheap,
but we've seen 3 years of it. And it's like it's not what it was supposed
and
to
be.
He
led the team in touchdown catches.
That's
your third wideout.
Yeah, like I mean, what am I?
Is any? Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say
I would have Turpin over. Yeah,
let's say Tolbert's dealt. Mm-hmm. Will anyone have better numbers than Tolbert did last year from the number three spot?
Probably not. But I mean, Tolbert was the two last year. So that's the thing.
And you have Pickens now.
Yeah. And so, like, I mean, I think Pickens will put up better numbers as the two than.
But still, 49 for 6'10 and 7.
Yeah.
I'm not betting on a number three having better numbers than that, replacing him.
Yeah. I mean,
definitely not the touchdown.
Not as a number three, but I mean, that's, again, like, the number three is not going to see the same action. I do think Turpin as the number three this year will be better than Tolbert as the number three.
Okay.
So I think you're getting better there. And then the final one.
And don't get me wrong, I want to start off with Turpin at number three. I want to start there, but just in case, I need the Tolbert safety net.
And then finally, the one we're going to go with is from the 49ers.
What the hell is going on right now?
What's he on?
Gary on Fox News?
That's what it looked like.
Oh, okay. Google that, Pepe, and let's see if there's anything to pull from that. I'm like, Jerry Jones previewing the season on Fox News.
And finally, another disappointment. 31 years old. Call up the 49ers and say, just give us Fabian Moreau back, the cornerback. Who Fabian Moreau was a previous third-round pick for the Washington Commanders in 2017. He's been okay during his career. He's gotten banged up a lot. But the value of Fabian Moreau is that's somebody with 8 years of experience playing in the NFL who is... played in the nickel a lot and would give you another nickel corner that you could potentially have. It's just he's not been a guy who has reached his potential. You're probably looking at a guy who's better than Andrew Booth by a little bit. Like I would say he's a little bit better, and he can play the nickel consistently, and he's got experience. So, but he's 31 years old, and he does have a history getting banged up, and he is on the back end of the Niners depth chart right now.
Nah.
When no, you you'd rather have Tolbert?
When you said a little bit better than Andrew Booth, no. Not doing it.
I want to, but I mean, like, let's say, how much work is Tolbert going to get that it wouldn't be worth just having another guy you could throw at corner right now?
Well, just give me someone. I'd like to find someone better than a little bit better than Andrew Booth. So I'm saying no to that. What are you saying?
I would say yes.
All right.
I would honestly say yes to all three of these because I want the space. And then if you can get me anything in return, the one that I would be most hesitant about might be Sam Howell. Just because it's like they've got Milton, they're committed to Milton. To me, it's just that's who they like. And so that would be the one that I might have a little hesitancy on. But I would take all three of the deals.
The Giants shutting down any Jameis talk for other teams that may be looking at him. So I don't know whether this is leveraging or totally shutting down.
Yeah, I mean, you could be, all you're doing is just, hey, there's a market out here for him. So let's talk it up as if we're not going to do it. But Assistant General Manager Brandon Brown told reporters on Tuesday, I appreciate that people are interested, but Jameis Winston is a New York Giant. And then went on further to just say, we're not looking at dealing any of our quarterbacks right now. Jackson Dart's been great. But Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, they are staying here. They are staying in place. We're not giving those up. I can't imagine anybody being like super committed to, we have to keep Jameis Winston. Like if you've already got Russell Wilson and you've invested capital in Jackson Dart, I don't know why Winston would be like, no, you're not going to touch our third quarterback.
What would you trade for Winston if you're here? You're going to trade a third pick?
No,
a third rounder. A third pick for another backup.
Yeah, seven that can become a six. If I was in the Giants position, I would take that. Because I'm just like, yeah, sure, you can. All right, we're not going to use him. If we've got Jackson Dart in place and we've got Russell Wilson, that's what we've got.
Tony Grossi, the guy who Baker Mayfield, when you're in, I guess, a smaller market like this, you can make a name for yourself as this annoying look-at-me reporter. Baker Mayfield has called him out. many people for a long time. He had his run-in with Shedeur Sanders the other day, and these athletes are like paying attention to it. They're giving him the Skip Bayless type energy that he wants. Well, this is Tony Grossi yesterday asking Myles Garrett about his eighth speeding ticket since joining the Browns in 2017.
What is it like to be in that car and seeing that speedometer creep up toward 100, like, a mile
per hour? I'd honestly rather talk about football on this team than anything I'm doing off-field other than the back-to-school, you know, event that I did the other day.
But still, I mean, people want to know about that.
People want to know a lot of things.
And to be fair, this apparently was not Tony Grossi who asked it.
Oh, wasn't?
It was Jeff Schudel. He is a reporter for the News Herald and Morning Journal.
Okay, my apologies, Tony. Twitter had Tony Grossi strikes again. What a douchebag way to ask that question. Tell us what it's like as the RPMs
What's
rev.
The rush you What's feel? How great is it?
Put us in the car. Tell us what it's like, but it's getting to 105. You feel like Vin Diesel or one of those Fast and Furious. What a freaking loop. But I will say this on the other side. I'm annoyed with Myles Garrett.
Oh, I would ask. You need to ask about it. Yeah. Eight times.
Like, dude, you do have. I'm not saying the children are our future and singing a Whitney song here. But you do have, like, kids watching you, and you already flipped your car. And eight times you've gone 100 plus or been busted for speeding? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, if you've got that many speeding tickets on there, at that point we're talking about...
Eight.
Yeah, you need to be asked about responsibility to your team, responsibility to everyone. Like, there's a way
they
to ask...
They just paid you?
Other than to just be like, do you get a rush of the splat you hear when you potentially run over someone? It's like, what are you... How are you asking this question like this? Yes. I would have... Like, I'm stunned Myles didn't just, like, come down there and go, like, come here. let me show you the rush I feel right now. Come here. Like,
all right.
It's bad.
That's around the NFL. Where are we with the power rankings?
Okay, so ESPN has their list of power rankings out. It's their first preseason power ranking. NFL.com's come out with a couple of them. But the first series of power rankings from ESPN has the number one ranked Philadelphia Eagles coming in, and they say they've got a note as to who's under the most pressure. They say it's the new offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo. You go down the list, you got Kansas City Chiefs, number two, Buffalo Bills, number three. We still don't hit the Dallas Cowboys. Don't know what's going on there. You have to go all the way down to number 18, back half of the league, before you see the Dallas Cowboys there. One spot behind the Seahawks, one spot ahead of the Atlanta Falcons. It says the person under the most pressure is Brian Schottenheimer. Todd Archer writes, this doesn't mean the coach will be one and done. It's just that there's a lot for a first-time coach to deal with for any job, but especially with the Cowboys. Schottenheimer has the players buying into his message at the moment, but what happens if they lose a few games in a row? And it got me thinking about it, though, and seeing some of the teams that are on here. 18... as an assumption right now, might be generous, I think.
18?
Because the teams directly behind them, I think I'd say Atlanta's a better team right now. I think I might say that Chicago's in a better position right now.
What?
I think so.
You're going overboard with hate.
No, I am not.
How many teams do you have worse than the Cowboys in the NFC?
How many teams are worse than them? It's four.
Four?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, it's the Saints.
Hang on. Let me go through the top down. The Giants... I would have the Bears worse, the Saints, the Panthers. I would pick the Cowboys over the Falcons, and then Arizona. That's six.
Yeah, the only two I have above them.
Maybe Seattle.
I have Chicago and Atlanta above them. That would be the only ones that I'd have above them, or at least right next to them. They're not definitely better than them to me. They're definitely better than four teams. They're definitely better than the Panthers. They're definitely better than the Cardinals, better than the Giants, better than the Saints.
The Bears...
I don't know that they're better than the Bears right now.
You hate Ben Johnson. You make fun of Caleb Williams. They stunk last year.
Caleb's really good, and his nails are on fleek. I'm just saying that it's that there's certainly questions in Chicago, but I can't say with certainty Dallas is better. Chicago's got a lot of talent.
Yeah, they have a lot of talent, but it's the
talent
Bears.
Wins ball games. Have you been watching The Gambler?
877-881-105. That Jimmy put together. Franklin injury attorney text line to hit us up live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Back to the other Cowboys documentary at 8:40 this morning. Tommy Yarsh will join us to recap practice last night in Frisco at 9:20. But why are the adults not with kids at Disney? I need to know a little bit of this before we plan any possible Disney trip. That's next on Sean and RJ on the Home of the Rangers as well. 105.3 The Fan.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and drilled over third. It's a fair ball. Pass Garcia down the line. One run is home. Seager scores. Simeon's being waved in. There's no play at the plate. Higashioka clears him off with a three-run double. And the Rangers lead 6-3 in the ninth.
Nadell with the call. Higgy is the hero. Overcoming the bullpen day, the rough first inning that lasted 30 minutes, taking advantage of Royals' infield mistakes, and they finally get one. First win of the year against Kansas City. They will try to even up the series and finish it this afternoon here on 105.3 The Fan. This is Sean Sharif and Bobby Belt. Choppy back next week on vacay.
Yeah, it was a good victory. I guess that's the key. We just need Choppy on vacation, and then we get good luck. This is good for our track record with Boone.
They've been losing with him on vacation.
Yeah, but they won just now. He's the jinx for Boone, is what I'm saying. Oh. I'm saying this will help clear up our relationship with Boone a little bit, and make sure he knows that we're not bad luck.
The Rangers have the best run differential in the American League West. What I'm worried about, the Astros are plus 11. Okay, Seattle's lost five in a row now after looking like they were going to pull away. They're plus 15. The Rangers are plus 49. What's worrying me here is a next season and next offseason justification of we just got unlucky. If you bear out all the numbers, if you look at all of it, we had the best run differential in the division. Bad luck cost us, and we should have been eight games better. We should have been this amount better. We should have, if you were seven games better, the way it usually works out, we're on top of the West. That's what I'm starting to get worried about.
It's the Cowboys question at the end of the year whenever they've struggled. And we've said, okay, we don't want them to get false hope here with some of the things that they're doing. Like, there's a little bit of you that doesn't wish, but like you want them to understand the gravity of how bad things are. So you don't, like, you start almost cheering for...
Make it
not a loss, but like, let's make this clear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. they can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
To them, yeah. What they are.
Yep.
And that's what you start worrying about, is you don't want Chris Young going, well, you know, if we would have just had this guy, we would have had this guy, you know, This would have been different. Well, we had some bad luck here. It's like, no, you have fundamental problems with your team.
Yeah.
Each of the last 2 years that you have ignored. And it's getting to the point that it's malpractice as a general manager if you don't fix it.
Yesterday you asked me about CY and you know, his job status, and I was like, nah, I'm not getting rid of him yet with what's happened on the field, maybe the financial restraints. The one thing that is concerning me is related to Jeff Bannister. And Banny got run out of here because of how things were behind the scenes. And I was a little bit surprising when I first heard it, because Banny's, I think, phenomenal on the air as a radio interview. But just in terms of some of the handling and the way the players felt, not everyone loved Jeff, and he got replaced. It doesn't sound like the culture. Let me put it like this. We immediately destroyed Kevin Pillar when he came out with those comments on the Rangers clubhouse. I believe that a lot of what Kevin Pillar said is ending up to be true. There's a lack of fire in there, and it's a lack of cohesion. And there has to be an autopsy done on the clubhouse and the locker room. And I'll factor that in to talking about Chris Young, because it doesn't sound like, and doesn't feel like, and doesn't seem like it is an atmosphere behind the scenes that is conducive to winning.
Yeah, I mean...
And I can say that with pretty strong certainty.
Look, it's no surprise. You have discussed it ad nauseum, how competitive Chris Young is. You can't shut up about it. We know that when there's a competitive edge there, it can grate on people.
There's an edge.
Like we've emphasized edge. We've been talking about this with this America's Team documentary. Like, even with them winning,
yeah,
Jimmy wore people out.
Yeah.
Like, with just how...
Including himself.
Yeah, where it's like, dude, come on. Like, let up a little?
Yeah.
Like, don't make everything so miserable around here. And I think, yeah, you got to... With somebody who is as self-proclaimed, even, as competitive as he is, and talks about how competitive he is and how much that fire burns with him... Probably need to guard against a little bit. Are you beating guys down in the process? You want competitive, but do you want to beat... Troy Aikman was intensely competitive, and he was beaten down by Jimmy. But like that, you can wear guys down.
877-881-1053, Franklin Franco, injury attorney, text line, Rangers baseball this afternoon, G-Bag Nation live from Jake's in Fort Worth, and then Fan Phenom hosted by Zach Walchuk on DFW Sports Station, Tolo Chris. They're all individuals. There is no team. That's an indictment on Bochy. Okay, Bochy, by the way, gone for yesterday's game, possibly gone for today's. Saw a headline that I'm curious about. One day we will take a trip to Disney once I sell the house and keep all that money for apparently what it's going to cost. Bobby, I think your family is the next one up to go.
Yeah, probably gonna have to spend the money to do it.
Now, is there a question between Disney World or Disneyland? I was getting confused. Disneyland is in California. Disney World is in Florida.
I don't remember which one it is. Yeah. Okay. Of course, Disney Adult knows it over
here. Because someone made the point was like Disneyland, LA, Anaheim, and Disney World, Orlando.
Okay. So. 42% of people who waited in line to meet characters at Disney parks last year were childless adults. 42%. My wife says this is a new thing. People go in there just getting hammered and wasted as adults to go and party at Disney. Does anyone have a reason for this on the fan text, or is just this just flat out weird and we need to notify Chris Hansen?
Yeah, I don't have kids, but I want to go. That's why.
Why do you want
to
go?
Would you stand in line to meet a character, though? Even if you win, going is not the problem. Okay, fine. People go to Disney. It's like a thing. It's an experience. I understand that. if you're standing in line to meet Goofy with no children, there's something wrong.
Well, some people are a little goofy, no pun intended, you know?
I mean, and those people need to hear, like, those people need to knock on everybody's door when they move into a new neighborhood. Yeah.
I've just never been, and I know going with kids, you know, you're having to wait on the lines, and I can zoom through it, but I've never been, so I don't know what the experience is really like. But I know, like, getting all the drinks and everything is fine as well.
Why would I want to go there and pay Disney prices just to, like, you know, rather than go sit on a patio somewhere? Like, why would I want to just go and drink? I know it would be amazing people watching. Are the bar, someone who's been to Disney, is the bar scene great? The restaurants? Is there a place where these people are hanging out? Have you noticed people without kids? For those of you who have gone, allow this from the Matt Baloney podcast. Disney park revenue is up this year because of high spend Disney adults. Epcot recently opened an adults only section to cater to Disney adults. So that's what I need to know. Is this Epcot section like a... You know, is it the New Jersey Shore? We're fist pumping there. Is it like a club scene that's awesome? I'm not going to make fun of you if that is the case. The income bracket most likely to plan a Disney trip is 50 to 75K. The least likely is 200,000 plus. But 42% to be in line to meet Buzz Lightyear at Disney theme parks, childless adults.
That's the problem. So, Peyton, that's what I can't wrap my head around. When you're saying like, well, I haven't been, I don't know. Put yourself, again, I'm not talking about going to the event, but if you're at the event and you see a line to meet Goofy or Mickey or Buzz Lightyear or whoever else, are you getting in that line?
Right. I'm not getting in the line.
And are you judging people who don't have kids and get in that line?
I mean, some people, it's the nostalgia,
Peyton,
I guess.
Why are you who are you covering for here? There's somebody, is it Mackenzie? Who are you covering for that you know would do this?
Well, the 817 says they've been twice with their wife, no kids. It's a blast. They like going through the food lines and everything.
Going to the park, fine. We're talking, this is a separate question. You guys, I feel like, are intentionally not addressing the point of why are you staying in line to meet 10 characters without kids.
Nostalgia, he's saying.
Yeah,
that's not good enough.
If you
sorry.
Want to go see Mickey Mouse. The chat is saying the lines, the food, it's horrible. All that damn walking, but it is a great workout.
Bobby looks like an adult Pixar character. That's one of the comments in there.
That's a good one. So I don't know. Let us know in the fan text. What is the deal?
Well, it's the same thing, kind of. I think it's the same thing. It's like with Pokemon. You know, that to me, that's a kid's thing. But, like, people grow up, they're in their 30s and 40s. They love Pokemon. And they'll go and meet all the characters and everything at, like, these anime concerts or these get-togethers, whatnot. So it's just perspective thing.
I will even give you a pass if you're saying, I'm walking through the park and Goofy's walking by. And I go, oh, I want to get a picture with Goofy. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's the line wait that's like, what are you doing? That seems like an odd obsession.
Well, are
to me.
You okay with the couple that just wants to go in there and feel the nostalgia of it without waiting in line?
100%. Yeah. If you want to go in there and, hey, I don't have a problem with that. It's like, that's weird. It's like, I don't have a problem. I don't know. It strikes me. It's the same sort of thing. SNL does this bit of like the grown man who goes to the American Girl doll store. And he wasn't buying it for somebody else. And he's like, oh, I was just buying something for Miss Penelope, a dress for it. And it's like, okay, that's weird. Like, we should be watching you a little bit. 321 on the fan text says, I think Sean has turned Bobby into a crotchety old man.
What? How am I being crotchety?
No, they're saying I am. And I guess that they say you just wore off on me. And that's why.
Yeah, but that means I'm initially crotchety. Screw you. Okay. Speaking of walking. This would happen in this United States town banning cars.
Yeah, so this is over in, this is actually in Arizona. And look, I know that there's been this push lately. Everybody wants to do the autonomous vehicles. And it's like, oh, we want, you know, cleaner air. We don't want all the car emissions and different things like that. But this town in Arizona has taken it too far in the sense that I would never, ever, ever want to be around any of these people. This U.S. neighborhood, which is called Cul-de-Sac. And it is a community, it's not even a full city, but it's a community within Tempe, Arizona, which I think is one of the higher retirement cities in the country. But it says, in Tempe, Arizona, Cul-de-Sac is reimagining U.S. cities for people, not cars. So it says, when Cheryl Murdoch walks into her apartment in Cul-de-Sac, the U.S.'s first modern car-free neighborhood built from scratch, she feels transported to a Mediterranean island. As she enters the central plaza, which serves as an alfresco communal living room, the blare of traffic fades, replaced by the clink of glasses, the hum of conversation, and the thump of a cornhole game. She meanders down narrow pathways between low-slung white buildings crisscrossed with fairy lights, passing pops of color from cheerful murals and a magenta, I don't even know what the hell that word
walking
is.
Disney.
Although she's in Arizona, Murdoch says, it's like being in Greece. if you write this way, if this is an ideal to you, I don't ever want to know you. I don't. I don't want to hang out with you.
Roy White has chimed in.
What's up, R-Dub 3?
On the Disney discussion, there's multiple spots at every park that are adult only, and they're hidden away so you can find them without being around all the kids. So no problem with adults alone at Disney. Zero excuse for an adult to meet characters who they know are just high school kids. Well, I'm not. I guess I won't read that last part, just in case some of the kiddos are listening. So that is R-Dub 3 weighing in on going to Disney.
I understand the actual like enjoyment of the park. I understand the enjoyment of a community without cars too, in Tempe, and how cool it is. It's the context. It's the subcontext that I have the issue with. It's the waiting in line for things. It's the talking about, I hear the clink of the glasses and the hum of the conversation. Yeah,
it's like going on a restaurant, putting on your cell phone, Bobby.
Ugh, gosh.
Being detached, trying to detach. Why Travis Frederick was the key to the Cowboys' success. We talk about the other Cowboys documentary with the audio next and Below the Belt, 105.3 The Fan. The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
No one knows ball like Travis Frederick. Let's talk about it here in Below the Belt, which is brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing and Window Nation. And by the way, shout out to all of you who have, probably the 100 text messages we've gotten this morning that say start. That's all they say is just start, start, start. Because as we informed you earlier in the show, sometimes when you say stop, or as I discovered a little bit later on, like 10 minutes later when somebody said quit, then it'll basically say, I don't want to receive messages anymore. So you think you're not getting your messages through. Not that you got blocked. But if you have ever gotten one of those messages, you can start up again by saying start. So it's 100 people who've said, oh, I've got the message for start, please. I'd like to receive messages
again.
If
you have stop in a sentence, not just the end of it. Well, we have to fix that.
Or I think it may be if it's at the start of the sentence. Yeah. I can't tell what I know it will shut it down. So if it's the first word in the sentence, I think if it's start, quit, something like that, it'll just go, oh, okay.
All I see on the fan text is the word start.
Yeah. It's good, though.
It's not good for people who think like they've been discontinued. That doesn't help us.
Yeah, because usually they're saying like, stop with all that, blah, and they make a point, and then they get the message back, or they think we've just
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Blocked them. Yeah, it's like, no, we didn't block
you. Awful for us. That's terrible for rating. We have to fix that.
Well, we will. So, and we're starting it today. We're starting our fix today. All right, we've talked a lot about the Gambler documentary, America's Team, Gambler and His Cowboys, which you can check out on Netflix. Halfway through it, it's really, really good. But there was another really good documentary that we played some clips from last week.
Real quick, Pepe, anything from, did you watch episode 4 yesterday as well?
Yes, 3 and 4.
I want your younger perspective. What do you think?
I mean, obviously Charles Haley, the rivalry and everything. I mean, the whole Aikman thing with him, you know, losing his mind kind of in that, you know, he got hit in the head and he forgot everything. That's kind of scary itself because that's stuff we see, you know, in today's game as well. But really, just maybe understand the rivalry a little bit more.
Cowboys may have lost that NFC championship in today's world because Troy would not have been allowed to go back in.
And I don't know when the next time.
Well, he didn't go back in. So he didn't go back in, but the problem is that he almost went back in with that concussion if not for talking to Stepnoski. Because Stepnoski was like, he's not right, guys. Yeah. He came off the sideline and went, why are you here? He goes, guys, somebody come look at him.
But the point?
Bernie Kosar, third quarter. Bernie Kosar ended up coming in and finishing the game. But I mean, they were up. They were winning that football game.
And then the pep rally thing blows my mind too. I don't know if that was an 80s, 90s thing back then. They stopped it when 2000 started. But the whole having a pep rally before an NFC title game is crazy.
And you know what was weird? They weren't wearing their actual jerseys. Did you notice that the jerseys they were wearing at the pep rally were like these generic high school blues with 22 and 8 and stuff? They weren't like actual Cowboys jerseys, which I thought was kind of odd. All right, so when we talk about that documentary, which is really good, last week the Deep Blue documentary came out. The Cowboys, it's their Deep Blue documentary series, and they came out with The Wall 2.0, which was fantastic. Really, really good stuff from Tyron Smith, Travis Frederick, and Zach Martin talking about their time together and how they had kind of come into place. And there was some really good insight, I felt like, from Jason Garrett and Will McClay specifically. And Ron Leary, too. I thought Ron Leary was really good in this documentary, sharing some stories. So this right here, this is the opening sequence from the documentary. And they're describing the Odell Beckham Jr. game and the ridiculous catch he made. Dallas wins that game late with a touchdown that Tony Romo throws in the red zone. And it's getting late in that game. And Romo just has all the time in the world to scan the field. And the documentary opens with Jason Garrett and Ron Leary describing that play.
A lot of people remember that game for Odell's catch, and rightfully so. It was an amazing play, but I always remind them that we won the game.
Obviously, Odell's catch got all the hype, but I do remember that play that was like 10, 11 seconds, and Romo darted it.
Second down, a short two. Romo in an empty gun, looking left, looking middle. Pumps, looking right.
And, you know, Tony's looking around, moving around, jumping around. But if you look in front of Tony, it's just a wall.
I know I looked back a couple times like, bro, throw this ball. Like, somebody got to be open by now.
Pumps, looking right, looking left, standing, 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 throwing it in the end zone, touchdown.
He could have sat back there for 30 seconds, and I guarantee you that the three guys that they were blocking wouldn't have got there.
I think Pierre Paul was playing right defensive end on that particular play. And, you know, Tyron blocked him for 10 seconds. And that was the play that allowed us to win the game. And it goes back to the line.
And it's when they're doing the style, like play-by-play, and you hear they're describing the play, you hear Shams call, you're watching the play. And that Giants defensive line was good. Yeah. They had an ability to get home, and they couldn't do anything. The fact that Ron Lear's talking about, I'm blocking and turning my head around to go, throw the ball, dude. Like, what are we doing here? Yeah. That just explains what kind of freaks they were. But one of the great parts about this is each time they talk about picking somebody, they go through the story of what they liked about the guy or what he brought to the table. So this was Jason Garrett and Will McClay both talking about what made Tyron Smith so special.
And if you're trying to build a left tackle, you know, Tyron Smith is the guy you build. I mean, he's everything you want. His size, his length, his hand size, his quickness. He has every trait that you would want in an offensive lineman playing that position.
Tyron Smith is your prototypical left tackle. The punch, the ability to recognize and react, the ability to move your feet, the ability to sit and anchor. And then the ability, you know, you can have all that ability and things be easy, but he worked so hard at everything he did.
And then Hudson Hauk was the one who stood on the table.
Which was a great thing. They had three different guys that were stacked. There was Nate Solder, Tyron, and I can't remember who the third one was, but they had three guys stacked there, and they said Hudson Hauk was like, guys, I've done this for, he's different. He's so different. And I didn't realize this, he wasn't able to play Pop Warner football or anything else. He came from a janitorial family. They didn't have a lot of money. They were not, like, he didn't get a whole lot of opportunity until high school. And he started talking about, yeah, it basically came from, we were a working family and I was helping out, you know, the family business and doing things like that. I was putting in time. So you had to work harder to be good at it. And so, like, all your free time that you had was just like football, football, football to get better. And I thought this was a good clip right here. This was clip 15, Peyton. This is Jason Garrett and Will McClay.
And they love Tyron's work ethic.
Yeah, and that's, they mentioned their, which,
like, totally clean character guy.
I think it's one of those things where Tyron was obviously really good, but everybody thinks of him as just an athletic freak. I don't know if they think of him as an all-time worker.
Yeah.
And this documentary does a good job of showing how much work he put into to trying to be great.
With D-Ware, too.
Yeah. And so this is Jason Garrett and Will McClay talking about heading into the 23 draft or 13 draft. They had already taken Tyron a couple years before. And so they're heading into the 2013 draft, and they're looking at the offensive line, and they're saying, we need a center. And this is them talking about what made Frederick good, even though everybody else was saying this is a third-round player like Mike Mayock. What made Frederick good and why they thought the center position was so important.
And there was some criticism about how fast he ran, and some of the measurables in terms of his movement were only okay. But when you watched him play on tape, he was phenomenal. He was so smart. He loved football. He was passionate about it. He was so strong, so good in the run game, so good in the pass game. We had no doubts about that.
Jason was really big on it. The center has to control everything. One of the things we talked about for Tony was he felt most comfortable with a firm middle of the pocket. He could handle the stuff coming off the edges. Travis was extremely smart, and he was super strong. But that was the number one thing. Jason wanted to firm up the middle, and Travis was the answer for that.
They deserve a ton, like, extra credit for an amazing evaluation, because they're like, no, he's a first, and everyone's like third, because that was the reaction on our set with everyone in the building. What?
Yeah.
All the experts, all the draft analysts have him, he's not a first rounder, and that is a fantastic, great evaluation.
Yeah, and I like the way that Will describes that. He and Jason, like, the way they look, they're like, what Romo needs most is the front. He can handle that. He's got the spin moves. He can do anything else. He's got that sixth sense of the stuff that's coming off the edges. If you start getting in his line of sight and you start getting up the middle, that's routinely what we've heard about Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. The way to get them, you got to get them up those A gaps and get the middle of the pocket, and that's what they can't stand. And so when you hear about the Tyler Booker pick, that also helps kind of firm up the middle of the pocket. Now, we've referenced this before. This is clip 16 we talked about earlier, that Bill Callahan was apparently tough as hell on a lot of these guys, specifically Travis Frederick.
Yes.
And Frederick talks about it almost like some of the guys talk about Jimmy now in this other documentary of just, man, he was so hard on us, but he was great, and I love him for it in the end. This is Travis Frederick talking about how difficult Bill Callahan was.
After I got here, the workouts didn't get any easier. In fact, they got harder. Focus on the details became even more apparent. Tyron will remember that we used to sit in the first 5 minutes of our meeting, we would watch film of Nick Mangold and all the different clips of zooming in on his hand because he didn't wear a glove. And in college, I wore a glove, so I should not be wearing a glove because Nick Mangold didn't wear a glove. And we would watch it until the day I finally got sick of it, took the glove off, and we never saw those clips again. And every day there'd be something new that Coach Callahan would be teaching, and he would show it first thing in the meetings. You know, all of the rest of the vets have to sit around, and it's clearly on there just for me. So it's a little bit embarrassing, but those were lessons that I learned hard while I was there and appeared hard in the time. But when you look back, those are some of the most important lessons that I probably ever received.
Bill Callahan, all-time offense. I talk about Spagnuolo. Like, if you were going to really boil it down to O-line, Bill Callahan probably a Hall of Fame offensive line guy.
Yeah, he's like, if you're building your dream, like you say, Spagnuolo staff, defensive coordinator, the, like, offensive line coach, immediately he's one of the guys that's going to come to mind for you. Now, this is the last couple play here from this one. We talk about Bill Callahan there. This is Zach Tyron and Travis Frederick talking about Bill Callahan bringing back the Landry shift.
All I know is Bill was, like, big into it. Unless one of you guys, like,
He shows the tape of it, and then we just brought it into part of our tradition.
That's one of those things, like, he was famous for that. He would just, like, show you something enough times until you just did it. So he would show it to us, and you know, this is history, and then we did it in the walkthrough. You know, and the defense was upset with us for having done it. And then we decided to bring it into
the It is, like, a nod to the past, no doubt. But when Bill put it in, it was definitely like, we're going to give the middle finger to the other team.
That's exactly it. I wasn't going to say it, but that's exactly what it was.
Yes, that was, hey, we did it, and sorry.
Yeah.
But it is cool because we still do it. You know, this is not taking shots at anyone in the year before we got there. But to kind of bring the standard back to the offensive line room, I take a lot of pride in that.
For what we created and what we did and the history that we made, I can say that was ours.
My dad hated the Cowboys growing up. He was a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And he will still say, he's like, still growing up, he's like, the most badass looking thing in the NFL was the Cowboys doing their shift on the offensive line. It looked so intimidating and so cool.
It's awesome. It's something fans absolutely eat up when they first started doing it. I remember everyone going crazy over it.
Yeah, and so people asking on the fan text, that is the Deep Blue documentary from the Cowboys, The Wall 2.0. You can search it on YouTube, find it, DallasCowboys.com. It's really, really good.
Bobby Buck going through the audio, and they have a Joe Avezzano one, I think, dropping today on the website as well. With Coach Joe. Thanks for being a toe low. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Tommy Yarish was in Frisco. He will recap Cowboys practice from last night at 9:20, but we got to pay some attention to college. Should we be looking at mock drafts already? It's the college football kegger to kick off the final hour of Sean and RJ next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.